Blog Talk Radio.
I thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
far that you brought me through. And everything I survived is all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
By your spirit. of praise all over the room. We worship the Lord. I want us to worship God for just a moment. We talked about one sound. Everybody say one sound. There is a kingdom sound. There is a kingdom sound. Everybody say that. There is a kingdom sound. Say it again. There is a kingdom sound. And I want you to understand this, that there is always a sound that precedes a move of God. Everybody say that. There's always a sound that precedes the move of God. Whenever you will find deliverance, wherever you will find healing, wherever you find a move of God, it is always associated with a sound. I want us to take just maybe 30 seconds, and we're gonna sing this song. We're gonna raise it as an offering to the Lord. But I want us to take about maybe just 30 seconds, if you will. Brother, I just want you to minister on that guitar. I want you to raise your hands in His presence, and let's just worship God all over this room. Come on, everybody, let's worship God all over this room. Hallelujah.
You have won it all.
corporate band declare.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, you have. Let's sing that again. Hallelujah. Every voice in this room.
Hallelujah.
You have won.
You have won the victory.
Oh yes, you have. So we give you high praise and we say,
Hallelujah.
You have won it all for me. Listen, I want you to lift your hands for just a moment. Let's worship God. I want to hear that guitar for just a moment. I just want you to minister. The Bible calls it a zamar praise. That praise upon the string instruments is that zamar praise. Glory to God. The Bible says that Saul called for David to offer a zamar praise. When he was troubled with the spirit, there are some of you who are troubled in your spirit. But as we worship God in this fashion, God is going to set you free in your spirit. Yeah, yeah.
Amen, amen, and amen. First, give honor to God. He's in the head of my life. Excuse me. Welcome, welcome, welcome to War Gospel Connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. If you need prayer, let us know. This is a no-judgment zone. Remember, iron sharpens iron. We stand on that. We definitely want to give a shout-out to all the countries that's listening in. United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, United Kingdom, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, and the Netherlands. Thank you guys for tuning in, listening to us. We know sometimes you can't openly praise God where you're at, but know that we're on this side of the globe, interceding for you. We're praying and lifting you up. You're not in this fight by yourself. Excuse me. Remember, when you wake up, tell the Lord thank you for you still being in the land of the living, and then immediately put your helmet of salvation on. Put your armor of God on to protect yourself. Don't forget that breastplate of righteousness to protect your heart. The enemy is there to kill, to steal, and destroy you. Hold on to God's love and word. He loves you. Remember, he never left you nor forsake you. He's always been right there with you. Us that leaves him. Father God, I ask you to come on this morning and have your way. Less of the woman of God and more of you. Father God, you know what your children need this morning, and we're standing here and trusting and believing in you. It's your will and not our will. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. Now, that's the only way I'm going to know you need prayer. You have to press 1 to speak. The woman of God is going to come on and deliver a word from God just for you. Remember, we're not here to worry about what you did last night. We want to make sure you know who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Some people don't know. They think because they don't know all 66 books of the Bible that they can't talk to God. That's not true. I'm telling you, that's not true. He loves you. He knew you, who you were in your mother's womb. Don't worry about what they call you. Focus on God calling you and what he calls you. Remember, we all want to get in front of him and hear those words. well done, my good and faithful servant. We don't want to hear depart from me. Who wants to hear that? If you do, I'm so sorry for you, and I'm praying for you, and apostle praying for you, so you can get out of that rut. Yes, you get weary. There's nothing wrong with getting weary and upset sometimes, but don't stay there. Get out of that. If you need help, we are here. This is why men and women of God come on to encourage you, inspire you, and uplift you to push through. The storm was there sent to test your faith. It's not about the storm. Remember, a just man falls 7 times. It's not about the amount of times he failed, but he got back up. If you're like the one with the issue of blood, try Jesus. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Absolutely not. But it's definitely going to be worth it if you try. I'm telling you. You'll be so surprised. Once you spend that one-on-one time, it's just you and the Father. Remember, you're a child of a king. You're a royal priesthood. You're worthy. You was made in his image. Stop letting people think and making you feel that you're not worthy to preach God's word, to deliver God's word, because you are. You have it in you. It's birthing time. It's time to discover your gifts. Get with somebody that can help you discover your gifts. If you need help, we are here. You can reach us at 832-519-7646. And if you hear someone on the show and you want to connect with them, let us know. We will absolutely connect you with no problem. It's no I in team. I say this all the time. There's no I in team. It's T-E-A-M. There's no I in there. We're about kingdom business. Nobody had time to play games anymore. We did that in middle school, elementary, middle school, and high school. Now it's time for you to stand up and get in your position where you're supposed to be. Now it's time for you to stand up and be the man and woman of God who God called you to be, not man. Because remember, God gave you the gifts and the anointing. Man didn't do that. Yeah, some out here think they're godly, but I'm here to tell you that's not it. Ask God to show you who to connect with. Ask God to show you where to go. We're just ambassadors for Christ trying to tell you about somebody who loves everybody and don't care about what you did. He still loves you. The storm is almost over. Don't focus on the tornado and the hurricane. Don't focus on that. Focus on God. Don't look to the right or the left. Don't look behind you. Look straight ahead. And I guarantee you, having faith out of a mustard seed is powerful. I say this all the time. Take your regular eyes, close them, and look through your spiritual eyes, and you'll see much clearer than you have ever before. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
in this thing. Yeah, 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 yeah. I hear you saying. But I'ma have to tell him I'll pay for it later. Because Bishop Sapp, when I look back over my life, I had to remember this position right here. It will win all the time.
Number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. I'm not going to pull the long time. The woman of God is on to deliver a word just for you. Get your pen and paper together, because she has a word from the Lord that can bless you on today. Open your mind and your heart and get ready to see the woman of God. Apostle Dr. Suzette A. Kelly, woman of God, are you ready?
Morning, yes, this morning, yes, I am.
Blessings. Good morning, good morning. I'm excited to have you on. Thank you for accepting. The floor is yours. I'm ready to eat.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. It is a blessing to be here and just to be able to share in the word of our Father, the living God. It's awesome. It's awesome to be in the presence of the Lord. Father, we just thank you. Let's just open in prayer. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you have sent your word and that your word has gone before us. We thank you, Father, that we're about to eat from your table. We thank you, Father, for your word, decree and declare that we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You have given us your blueprint. You have shared with us your will. And because it's your will, God, I thank you this morning. I thank you that you are God. I thank you that you are Elohim. I thank you, Father, and I give you all the praises. I give you all the glory. In Yeshua's name, amen and amen. Blessings to everyone again this morning. Indeed, indeed, I am a worshiper. I just love our Father. I love just loving on him. And if you don't mind, if we could just set our spirit right. You know, I said to someone yesterday, I can never just start and not give God some worship. And God is such a good God. He always put a song in my spirit to give him praise, just to give him worship. And yesterday's song was, "Let praises rise from the inside, from the inside of me. Set me on fire." I know it. I just want to be on fire for the Lord. From the inside, from the inside of me. May you delight on the inside, on the inside of me. For all I want is for you, for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted up. All I want is for you to be lifted, for you to be glorified. Set me on fire, set me on fire, Lord, from the inside, from the inside of me. May you delight on the inside, on the inside of me. Blessings and blessings. There's nothing like our worship. There's absolutely nothing like our worship. This morning, I just want to share from the Word of God. And I always like to, what is it that He would like for me to share? I was looking at the book of Proverbs because I'm in the study of the book of Proverbs. But this morning, I was going to take us to Job, the book of Job. And we're going to look at Job 28. It's tied into the book of Proverbs. And it's called the Job Discourse on Wisdom. One of the things we have to understand is that God wants the body of Christ to have wisdom in this season. Why is wisdom important, and what is wisdom? Many times we may say, what is wisdom, and I'll ask, what is wisdom? And folks may give me different explanation. I was there too until the Lord gave me the revelation of what wisdom is. I was given an assignment to read the book of Proverbs. The Lord had told me to get into the book of Proverbs. And at that particular time, I just could not understand the book of Proverbs. And I put it down. And my spiritual sister called me up and she said to me, the Lord wants you to get into the book of Proverbs. And I said, okay. And I picked it up again. And I couldn't understand it, and I put it down again. And this time when I put it down, the Lord had me to pick it up. He said, I want you to pick it up. He said, yes, I know you don't understand it, but I want you to pick it up. And every place that you see wisdom, I want you to replace it with the Spirit of the living God. He said, the Spirit of God, replace wisdom, the word wisdom, with the Spirit of God and see if you don't understand it. And so that became my goal. I then replaced the word wisdom with the Spirit of God, and it became easy for me to understand. In Job chapter 1, this is Job. He's having a discussion with God. There's a discourse that he's on. Job chapter 28, I should say. And I'm reading from the NKJV version. New King James Version is the version I'm reading from. And the Word of God says, surely there is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth, and copper is smelt from ore. Man puts an end to darkness and search every recess, and for ore in the darkness and the shadow of death. He breaks open a shaft away from the people, in places forgotten by the feet. They hang far away from men, they swing to and fro. As for the earth comes bread, but under it is turned up as by fire. Its stones are the sources of safari, and it contains gold dust. If you understand anything about precious gems or jewelry, you'll understand that it is found in the earth. These gemstones are found in the earth. They are found in the earth. And because they're found in the earth, Job is having a discussion, and he's telling you that you can go dig the crust of the earth to find safari, to find gold, to find diamonds. And he's having this understanding, and he's going down this discussion known. So he's telling you it's a rare path that you can go on to go and find these things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the path no birds know, nor has the falcon eye seen it. Verse 8. The proud lion have not trodden it. So this part of the earth that you will find these things are the unknown path. It is unknown. And that's what he's having a discussion with. It's unknown. Yeah. He said not even a proud lion has been there. The lion is the ruler of the jungle, because God made him to be the ruler of the jungle. Nor has the fierce lion passed over it. He puts his hand on the flint. He overturned the mountains at the root. He cut out channels in the rocks, and his eyes sees very precious things. Or if we should ask, a person that hunts diamond or diamond digger, safari digger, if we should ask them these things, they would have no clue. They would have no idea. They would have what they had to go through to get to where those precious stones are. But as they get on their track and as they begin to hunt the earth for these stones, they will find themselves going through what Job is describing here in Psalms 28. And he's showing the wisdom of God, how things are processed. I hear you, Father. I hear you, God. I hear you, God. I hear you. God, it's the same thing that God does with us. Some of us are hidden on the backside of the desert. Some of us are hidden in places that God is processing us. We're like the pure gold. We're like the safari. We're like the diamond. We are hidden in Christ. And so for end result of what God has spoken pertaining to our life, there has to be a process. There has to be a digging. We have to tread down some roads. We have to go some places where for other folks can't go. The road you're on, the journey that God is taking you on, not everybody can go through what you are going through to come out as pure gold and survive. But because God is with you and he has hidden you, you're the hidden treasures of darkness. In Isaiah, I want to say Isaiah 45, I know it's in over in the 40-something book. He said, I think it's 45. I'll double check it in a minute. He said, I have given you the hidden secrets. I'm going to go over there just so I can make sure. And then we're coming back to Job 28. And I want, we're at about the 10th verse. That's right. We're at the 10th verse. But let's run over real quick to Isaiah 45. I want to say, yes, let's go right here. Isaiah 45. Yes, talking about Cyrus, God's instrument, the king being in the hands of the Lord. Thus say the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held to subdue nation before him and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double door so that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked place straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness, the inner riches of secret place, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, I'm the God of Israel. So here God is saying unto Cyrus, there's some hidden treasures, there's some things in dark places that I will give you. And if you go back to Job, Job is describing how God hid these things, Job chapter 28, and how the road is untraveled, not even the bird. It's not a path to the bird. The falcon eyes cannot see it. You are hidden from the eyes of the falcon. Known to the lion cannot trod over you. You are, he said, not even the fierce lion can pass over it. Only God. Only God. He cut channels in the rocks and his eyes see every precious thing. So God is seeing the preciousness in you, and he has hidden you. He dams up the streams from trickling. What is hidden, he brings forth to light. So you're in a season where you're hidden. You're hidden from man. You're hidden from things, because this is the season where God is processing you. He's making you into a vessel of honor. And when he has finished the process, he brings you to life. It's the same thing with precious stone. It's the same thing with the safaris. The safaris are hidden in the earth. The diamonds are hidden in the earth. It is hidden away from man. It is hidden away from things. Things cannot find you. So even in your cocoon stage, you are hidden. And not many things can find you. And it's the same way that God handles precious stone. He dams up the stream with trickling, with what is hidden he brings forth to light. Can wisdom be found? Let me put the word, the Spirit of the living God. But where can the Spirit of the living God be found? He's asking a question. And where is the place of understanding? Because if the Spirit of the living God can be found, if wisdom can be found, then you will have understanding. Man does not know its value, nor is it found in the land of the living. The deep say, it is not in me. The sea say, it is not with me. It cannot be purchased for gold. So he's saying, the sea is saying, the Spirit of the living God is not with me. The deep is saying, the Spirit of the living God is not with me. You cannot purchase the Spirit of God for gold. Nor can silver be weighed for its price. It cannot be valued in the gold of orphans or in precious. Neither gold nor crystal can equal it, nor can it be exchanged for jewelry of fine gold. No mention shall be made of the coral or the quartz, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. For the price of the Spirit of the living God is above rubies. The topaz and the Ethiopia cannot equal it.
nor can it be valued in pure gold. From where then does wisdom come? Ask yourself this morning, from where does wisdom come? That's the question. That is the question. From where does wisdom come? Where does wisdom come from? Somebody. Where does come from? And where is the place of understanding? Verse 21. It is hidden from the eyes of all living and concealed from the bird of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard a report about it with our ears. God's understanding its way, and he knows its place. So the only person that understands wisdom and knows where it's at is God. The only person that knows the Spirit of God, it is God. The only person that knows the place of the Spirit of God is God. For he looked to the end of the earth, verse 24, and he sees under the whole heaven to establish a way for the wind and a portion the water by measures. When he made a law for the rain and a path for the thunderbolt, meaning God, when God did these things, And then he saw wisdom, and he declared it and prepared it indeed. He searched it out, and to man he said, listen to what God is saying to man. Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. When you fear the Spirit, when you fear God, that is to have the Spirit of God. When you fear the Lord, you now have wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. That means to say, we do not have understanding until we depart from evil. If you know something and you're still doing it and you know it is wrong, that means you don't have any understanding. I hear you, Father. When you begin to understand this God, you have now got understanding. You have now got wisdom. God gives us revelation in his word. To think about it, the person that is going to go hunt for safaris and for the precious stone of the earth, many of them may not have read the word. Because if they had read the word and they would have come across this particular chapter, Job chapter 28, they would have known that when they're going to go digging for these stones, they would have prepared differently. Because the Bible is saying not even lion, not even the eagle, they cannot find these things. They had to go digging. They had to go searching. They got to go hunting. They got to go mining. It's called mining. And so they dig a cave in the bottom of the earth to get to these stones because it is well hidden. It is well hidden by God. And so wisdom was hidden by God. The Spirit of the living God was hidden during this time frame. Job is in the Old Testament. The Old Testament is the revelation of God. It's for you to understand who God is. So when you go through the books of the Old Testament, you are getting an idea. You are getting a revelation into who God the Father is. When you come into the New Testament, you are getting the revelation as to Jesus the Son. And so the Spirit of the living God was with God in the beginning. The Spirit of God, which is wisdom, was as it traveled through the Old Testament, it was only God who knew where it was. The Spirit of God was never released in the earth until Jesus came. came, and when Jesus was leaving the earth, he said, I just won't leave the earth without leaving man a comforter. And it's the comforter that Jesus left in the earth was the Spirit of God. And so because Jesus came, we had the revelation. We had the access to the Spirit of the living God. Because the Spirit of the living God was left as the comforter for man. And so when the Spirit of God speaks to us and we choose to function in the spirit of obedience, because that's the number one thing with God. In Isaiah chapter 1, he said, if verse 19, he said, if thou be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Some of us want to eat the good of the land, but we're not willing to be willing and obedient. We must seek to be willing and obedient. If thou be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Let me repeat that again. If you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. If thou be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. How can you eat the good of the land? What is the good of the land? The good of the land. God said unto Abraham, through you will all the families of the earth be blessed. God made a promise, Abraham. And because of the promise he made unto Abraham, he was able to say to the children of Israel, I will take you into a land flowing with milk and honey. The promise was made unto the forefather, Abraham, his friend, when he said unto Abraham, as far as your eyes can see, I will give it unto you. And through you, do you know your blessings that you were seeking to walk into is through Abraham because of the covenant God made with Abraham. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Through you will all the families of the earth be blessed. When God made that promise, he stepped out of heaven to come down through Moses. Moses, who was hidden on the backside of the desert. Moses was who Pharaoh wanted to kill. Some of you, the enemy wants to kill you because of the purpose that is on your life. But you have to be hidden, and you have to be hidden sometimes in plain sight. Moses was hidden in plain sight as a child, and he was picked up off the riverbank by Pharaoh's daughter and brought into the kingdom. He had to understand the kingdom that he was later going to go up against. He had to understand the functionality of Pharaoh, how Pharaoh's house run, what was the protocol of Pharaoh. And so he was brought into the house of Pharaoh. He was in the enemy's plain sight, hidden in plain sight. Moses was hidden in plain sight. He was hidden in plain sight. And so what happened to Moses, he had to have that encounter with the Egyptian so God could take him on the backside of the desert to prepare him for what he, God, was getting ready to do in his life. And so Abba took him on the backside of the desert so he could have an encounter. He took him away from plain sight and hid him so he can have an encounter. Is God hiding you so you can have an encounter? Did God take you off the back, out of plain sight and put you on the backside to develop you? What is God developing you for? Who is God getting ready to send you to? What nation is God sending you to that he has taken you and he has hid you on the backside
side of the desert. He has hidden you away from the eyes of people. He has hidden you away from lions, away from those that would talk about you, away from those that would put you to scorn, away from those that would try down on you. He has hidden you to build you up for a purpose. God don't send anyone anywhere without preparing them. Are you in your preparation stage? Let me advise you this morning. Let me encourage you this morning that if you are in your preparation stage, this is not time for you to bicker, murmur, or complain. This is the season of your life for you to get wisdom, for you to get revelation knowledge, for you to get understanding. God wants to equip you, train you, and release you to fulfill your purpose in the earth. There is purpose upon your life. You are placed in the earth for a reason. The diamonds, the sapphire, the crystal, the onyx, everything that Job was describing and is describing is placed in the earth for wealth. And those who go and dig it and those who go and seek it out, they can become wealthy. If you know anything about diamond, there is a set of diamond that is called blood diamond. Some people literally lose their life in this hunt, in this search. There's folks that will lose their life hunting for these things. I want to say to you this morning that God has not put you on the hunt. He has hidden you. And when it is time for him to bring you to the forefront, he will call somebody. He will call somebody to come and dig you out. He will call somebody to come and search you out. Someone will come and search for you. And when they come and search for you, because God wants to move you to the forefront, you will come out and shine like pure gold. You will come out and your edges will be sharpened. You will come out and you will be on display like the diamond that you are. Everything that you were going through, it's for a bigger picture. Everything that you are going through, it's because of the purpose that is on your life. Everything that you are going through, he said, I have processed you. I will bring you into a wealthy place. He will cause them to come and pluck you out. When a diamond is searched for and they shape it and they polish it, I hear you, Father. It is then put on display. Can God not polish you? Can God not shape you into who he has called you to be? Can he not make you into the vessel of honor that you are? You are a vessel of honor. And because you are a vessel of honor, you had to go through. You had to go through the fiery furnace. You had to go through the process so you can come out and you can speak into somebody else's life. You can come out and be delivered and be set free. You can come out and set others free. You can come out and speak to those who are in captivity. What is the captivity that people are in? They are in captivity even in their own mind. And so God has been giving you revelation on how to speak into people's life, how to set the captive free, how to encourage your brother, your sister, how to build up their faith so they too can have faith in God. The Bible says, hope thou in God. Thou in God. Hope thou in God. Hope thou in God. Hope in God. You don't look to the left. You don't look to the right. You don't look to man. You look to Abba. You look to your Father. You look to God. You look to God and depend on God. Depend on Abba to be there. Depend on the God that you know. Depend. Have an experience with God. You don't put your trust in man. He said, trust not in chariots. Trust not in horses, but trust in the Lord your God. Believe in the Lord your God, and so shall he prosper. Believe in the Lord your God, and even your enemies will be at peace with you. Believe in the Lord your God. Believe in God. Have hope in God. Oh, thou in God. Hope in God. You're not hoping in man. You are placing your hope in God. Trust in the word of the Lord. Hey, be of good courage. Don't look to your left. Don't look to your right. My God and my King, who can be compared to him? There is none beside him. There is none like Abba. There is none like God. There is none like Jehovah. There is none like God. I want to encourage somebody this morning, even when you're at your lowest point, know that God is with you. Even when it seems like all hope is lost, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Your Father is with you. He has not left you. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He is right there with you, and he will be with you to the end. It is never that God has turned his back on us. He never does. But because God knows he has taught you, and that you have been through the process, that you have been through, you have been through, you have been through, you have been through some things. Life has not been easy, but it was God who was processing you. It was God who was taking you down this path. It was God, and it's because he knew your end from your beginning. He knew the purpose why he placed you in the earth. He knows your destiny. He knows the reason why he created you. He created you for a reason and for a purpose. And in order to get you to shine, in order to put you on display, he had to press you. He had to polish you. He had to make you into the vessel. He had to shape you into the diamond. He had to cut some edges off. He had to sand you down. I want to tell you that that person that rubbed you wrong, that person that you considered a thorn in your flesh, that individual was only but the sandpaper in the hand of God, and God was using them to send you down, because God is the God of wisdom, and God wanted you to have wisdom. I hear you, Father. Not only did he want you to have wisdom, but he wants you to have understanding. And wisdom is the spirit of the living God. So when the Spirit of God is speaking to you, pay attention. When the Spirit of God is giving you some instruction, follow them. You know, sometimes we say, if I had followed the Spirit, this would not have happened. That is correct. If you had followed that little voice that was speaking to you, which is the Spirit of God, you'd have got some wisdom to handle the situation. So when the Spirit of God speaks to you, don't ignore him. He is giving you wisdom. The Bible says the Spirit of God leads us into all truth. Truth is wisdom. When you are praying in this season, because God wants the body to have wisdom, pray that you will walk in the spirit of obedience, that you will be obedient unto God, that when God speaks to you, you will hear him, and you will trust the voice of God, that you will have a relationship that will cause you to trust God. For when you trust God, you cannot go wrong. When you trust God, you will walk in obedience. When you trust God, the instructions that he gives you, you will pay attention. When you trust God, God will deliver you, because God will say something to you and you will do it. I bless you all this morning. And even as I prophesy and I release the word of God over your life, because the word of God is prophecy, I pray that you will get understanding. I pray that you will walk in the spirit of obedience. I pray that you will be obedient unto your Father, that when God speaks to you, you will follow the instructions. For truly indeed, God is a God of instruction. He gives instructions. And when he gives them, it's for us as children to follow them. And if we will follow the instructions that God will give us and has given us, the end result that we're waiting on, we will see it. I bless you. I speak the blessings over your life. I decree it and declare it. And I say that it is so in Yeshua's name. Amen and amen. Blessings.
Amen.
Woman of God, I release the mic to you. Blessings to you.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. If you guys didn't hear Apostle, you can always go back and replay or get in contact with me. Father God, I ask you to refill your daughter, what she gave out to your people this morning. Bless us from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. You know the need and desire, and we ask you to continue to cover her and guide her in your direction, not hers, in Jesus' name. Amen. Apostle, let the people know how they can contact you if they want to hear you again, or if they want to hear a word from you, or go if you're having an upcoming event somewhere. Please let them know.
Well, woman of God, I am in the state of Florida. I currently do 4 rooms on Clubhouse. I do a room on Wednesday night, Friday night, Saturday mornings. I do a Shabbat service Saturday morning and Sunday night. And it's Apostle Dr. Suzette A. Kelly on Clubhouse, or the School of the Apostles and Prophets, because I also teach the School of the Apostles and Prophets. I teach prophets as well as up-and-coming apostles. That's my assignment. And then I launch different churches in different places. My ministry is even in Jamaica. I'm getting ready to launch a worship center in West Palm Beach, or Palm Beach. I'm not sure if it's going to be West or just Palm Beach yet, Palm Beach, but I know it's the county of Palm Beach that the Lord once has given me the assignment, and that I will launch this coming September around the Jewish New Year. We will launch there, and we'll have a week of celebration during the Feast of Tabernacle. If anyone wants to reach me, you can reach me on through Clubhouse. I'm also on Facebook as Apostle Dr. Suzette A. Kelly, as well as the School of the Apostles and Prophets. You can reach me there. The book that I currently have right now, it's not a book that is for sale. I have a couple books, but this particular one that the Lord has me focusing on, it's called Surviving Your Wilderness Experience. And what the Lord has instructed me to do is to sow it into people's life. So if folks reach out to me and provide me with an email address, I can email them a e-copy of the book. And the Lord just asked, he said, tell people to sow into your ministry, because what they're sowing into is the anointing that is on your life. And so this book
Abba has given me the charge to make it be available to individuals that would request it for free. And they just so. I think that's the best way to reach me. My phone number's listed on both on Clubhouse and Facebook. I won't give it out publicly, but if you go and seek the ministry out, you will find it listed. Amen.
Amen. Again, people, if you want to be connected with Apostle, let me know. Remember, there's no I in team. This is about kingdom business, kingdom building. It's not about her. It's not
That's
about
right.
her. Not about me. It's about glorifying God and helps people
right.
to understand that God loves them. In spite of
That's
what
right.
happened and what's going on, he still loves them. Both of us,
That's
this
right.
confirmation said this morning, God never left you nor forsaken. He's always been right there with you, and he's not forceful. He's been right here with
nope.
open arms waiting on you to surrender to him. And
That's
we're here
right.
to encourage and uplift you to get there. It's not easy, and we understand
My
that.
God.
That's why we're here to help you to get where you need to be. It's birthing time, people of God. You are worthy.
My God.
Stop listening to what everybody else say. We're here to tell you that you are worthy. You're a child of a king, and he loves you.
That's right.
And he died on Calvary just for you.
That's
Don't forget
right.
that. He's here. Thank you again so much, Apostle, for coming on and delivering that
Never
word.
A problem.
They needed to
Stop.
Hear that.
Never
they definitely
need
to hear that. And again, remember, the number is 563-999-3628. If you want to connect, please let me know. You can reach me at 832-519-7646.
Amen.
Remember, we are here to uplift you guys, and it's not about us. It's all about glorifying God. I'm going to leave you with three keys this morning. Get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV, find you a Bible. Two, find your church home. Go online, go physically visit, find your church home. You're definitely welcome to join Apostle Douglas and I at the Abba House International at 1910 Sam Houston Parkway East in the Lone Star Room. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. Nowhere in the Bible says it's going to be easy. But it's definitely going to be worth it. Apostle, you have a caller on the line. Let me connect you now. Good morning, caller. Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. I wanted to come in support of, I won't say my apostle, too, but I really enjoyed the message on today, and it really let me know that, I'm going to say it personally, I'm a hidden treasure. Going
That's right.
through the process.
That's
I'm
right.
a hidden
You're
treasure.
That's right.
When you look at it in the light that she gave that word, and some of us are always wondering, why? No, don't say why. Go through the process. She said we're coming out as pure gold, and we're concerned about what's going on now. She said God has you hidden. I used to hear it all the time. A quiver was over you, and I didn't understand the quiver. But as she brought it out, and God is granting wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I like in the lesson how she brought it forward, that once you get wisdom, the spirit of the living God, the spirit of the living God, then you're going to move from that place where you were at to the place where he would have you to be. Thank you so much for your word on this morning.
Blessings to you.
Amen. Again, people are saying, it's not about us. It's all about glorifying God. So don't think you can't call it and say anything or ask for a prayer request, because you can. And it's okay. And
Amen.
It's okay. But we're not. Apostle, you have anything else you'd like to say before I release you?
No, woman of God, I bless you. I thank you so much for the open door and for allowing me to just come and being a part of your broadcast. I thank you so much, and I bless you, and I bless the ministry. I bless the works that God has given you and your husband to shepherd over. I decree and declare that absolutely no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. I
speak that any tongue that rises up against you is condemned in judgment. And we decree and declare the will of God for your life. Continue to serve. And as you serve, I speak the covering of our Father over both of you, and that you are covered by the blood of Jesus. Blessings.
Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. We receive that in Jesus' name. Remember, if you guys want to replay, you can definitely reach us at World of Gospel Connection on Facebook. It's on there. Also, you can reach us at 832-519-7646. If you have any questions, if you want to sow into the broadcast, it's $WGC2020, $WGC2020. Because Apostle and I still go out and feed the homeless. We still go out and support and serve. And also, if you need blessed oil, remember, it's not blessed soap on a rope, miracle water. It's the faith in that you have that connects with the oil. It is free. It's not for sale. Again, it is free. And if you're in the Houston area, Apostle and I will meet with you, pray with you, and give you the oil. If you're not, we will mail it to you. That's not a problem. Remember, we are here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you and help you get where you need to get with God. Don't worry about if you can't speak in tongues or if you don't know all 66 books of the Bible. Don't focus on that. Know that God loves you, and we are here to push you where you need to be pushed. This is no judgment zone. We can't judge you. The only judge is God. But we can do is push you where you need to be and help you birth what's in you. Now it's time to understand your gifts. Get under leaders that will guide you where you need to be. And it might hurt, but remember, birthing is painful. If you never had a child, birthing is painful. But once you have that baby, my God, it's a wonderful feeling. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Know that God loves you. And Apostle Douglas, I are here anytime. And again, if you want to connect to anyone that came on the broadcast, please let us know. World Gospel Connection on Facebook, worldgospelconnection@gmail.com, or you can text or call us at 832-519-7646. And remember, if you want to sow into the broadcast, it's $WGC2020. God loves you. Have a blessed, phenomenal day.
Thank you for it all, the good, bad, the ugly, great and small, the times of victory and when I fall. I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears, the pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is the God, all that you brought me through, and everything I survive, it's all because of you.
I thank you for it.
You brought me through, and everything.
hungry.